For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week on Cultural Baggage, our guest was supposed to be Terry Jones of Monty Python fame. I did get a chance to speak with him later in the week, and here is part of our discussion. Mr. Jones, you've written an amazing new book. You've written The War on the War on Terror. Tell us a bit about that book, sir.
It came about, Dean, because I just couldn't believe what people were doing. I think after 9/11, I was just so astounded by the reactions of George Bush and Tony Blair. I mean, for example, immediately after 9/11, George Bush said that, you know, the important thing was to catch the evil perpetrators of this evil crime. And, you know, one couldn't agree more. That's absolutely it. But then, I would have thought to catch the evil perpetrators of a crime, what you want is you want secrecy, and you want stealth and surprise, and you want to catch them at it. What you don't do is announce where you're going to look for them. We're going to look in Afghanistan, right? And when you're going to do it, we're going to do it in about 2 weeks' time, all right? And what you're going to do, we're going to drop bombs on you, right? I mean, I would have thought in 2 weeks' time there wasn't a single evil perpetrator of an evil crime left in Afghanistan. If you're saying you want to make the world a safer place and you want to stamp out terrorism, well, I think what you do, you don't start bombing a country that had nothing to do with 9/11, such as Iraq. I mean, that is the way to create more terrorism. I can't imagine anything that George Bush's actions since 9/11 must have brought more recruits to the ranks of terrorism than anything else that anybody could possibly have done.
Well, I liked your analogy that it's a lot like hide and seek, that ready or not, here we come.
Yes, I think so. It really is. We'll give you a chance to hide and hope you get away. I mean, it's very bizarre, really.
My quick analogy for you, sir, is here in the U.S., for just over 90 years now, we've been locking up people, mostly people of color, for possessing these chemical weapons that are a threat to the continuance of our society. And those chemical weapons being drugs.
Yeah, so that's true. I take that analogy. I think that's a good analogy. But then, you know, also, I don't know, but with drugs, there's a lot of it is the attitude of society to it. I mean, for example, with cocaine, I have a book on my shelves in London, which was published in, I think, 1890 or 1900. About Peru, it's called. And the main thrust of the book is how wonderful cocaine is.
Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.